Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Content coming out of our ears, and yours too. We've been building that. We've been developing and improving that website for 14 years, 14 plus years. There are thousands of pieces of wisdom there for interest members over the years that either they've spoken to us or they've written, and it's right there for you. Jane, thank you for being here. Jane Pollock is our guest. Jane is the author, sole proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Jane, give us your website, please. Did we lose Jane? Jane and I, we'll get Jane back on. Jane and I were talking about getting out of your own way, folks. We were talking about, he has a saying, the thing that she said that she reminded us about was that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And think of, when you think about that, Jane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm calling you on my cell now. Hi.
There you go. All right, good. Jane, yeah. I was just telling you about your comment about when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But that doesn't mean that the teacher wasn't seeing this for, you know, all this time, you know, and right. for a year or whatever. So how do we get out of our own way? How do we make sure I'm not worried about you and me. We're casting our pearls out there. We know that some of these things that we're saying are right because they're fundamentals. They're not our ideas. Somebody, you know, these are, we're just passing along things that we've learned. I'm more concerned about the people on the other end. How do we sort of accelerate the learning path from when they're not ready to when they are ready for to receive the system, the fundamentals, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and I think it comes to, you know, they get to the point of pain when you're ready to make a move. And I have a new client out, and she said, I have always managed my business by crisis management, you know, putting out fire.
Whoa.
And she said, I'm ready to do it differently. So I think, you know, point of, you know, when the person gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, they're mm-hmm. ready to do something about it. And, you know, when you said, you know, about the, you know, the teacher is saying the same thing over, it's like all of a sudden the student develops good hearing. You know, it's just, it's a readiness factor. And so here's a woman who's now ready to listen to, you know, there's another way. And I, you know, and then when I give a suggestion, she's like, oh my goodness, let me try that. You know, it's only something like eager is only the dying can be. And I think when it doesn't work the other way, then you're willing to open up to something that's actually structured and works. There's a wonderful book called The Work Graph, and I've been quoting from it a lot recently. And she talks about, you know, the learning curve, and she uses pottery as an example. When somebody is learning how to center pottery, and there's real skill involved, and it takes a while, and then you start to be able to raise the walls of the pottery.
Mm-hmm.
But so a lot of people can achieve that, but to actually get the walls beautiful and thin and shaped, you know, very beautifully with beautiful curves, takes years and years and years. And so many people want that fast learning curve. So they throw the pot, they get up, it's okay, and then they move on to woodworking, or they go on to macrame or something else, because they like the joy of the steep, you know, the fast learning. To actually have mastery over requires doing it over and over and over again, thousands and thousands of times, until you say, oh, now I think I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sports writer who said, after 30 years of writing about baseball, I think I finally understand it. And I just loved when he said
mm-hmm.
that, because I knew exactly what he meant. There's something that we get on the cellular level, that there's sort of the macro learning and then there's the micro learning. And that's the joy of being in something for a long time, is to actually gain over it.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's called, you know, it's called logging hours. It's called putting in your time,
yeah.
and being open to the fact to understanding that you know what, if it's worthwhile, if it's really something that's important, you know, you're going to, it's going to be a lifelong journey, and you're going to continue to be learning it. And I've had many things like that in my life. One of the things that I remember when I was a consultant to small businesses is how I would get clients. And I used to have clients who would say, you know, I had lunch with John, and I told him about the work that you're doing with me, and I think you should call him. In fact, he said, yeah, I might want to talk to Jim sometime. He said, and the guy would say, I think you should call him. And I'd say, Greg, I need you to do me one more favor, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I need you to ask him to call me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've learned is that until they're ready to make the phone call and tell me they need help, I couldn't help them. If I called them and said, how can I help you? If I made the overture, that was a different relationship than if they called me. Because until what would happen, he would go back and tell that person, okay, you need to call Jim, and he wouldn't call me. A year later he would call me. But
I totally agree. I've had people who wanted to give me as a gift to somebody, because I do one-off, mm-hmm. and so I do something called a Dream Peak Experience, where it's a 1 hour. And I won't do that, because you're exactly right, they have to want it. In fact, they have to be so hungry that they will hang on your every word. Otherwise, it's not mutually satisfying, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work. So then you don't have the success of somebody who comes in and says, I did exactly what she said or he said, and this is the result of that. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that kind of relationship. And I'm at the point now where I'm willing to wait for it. Mm-hmm. And people who don't listen, I had a consulting contract last year where I said, here's what I see as the issue, and here's what I recommend. And I'm going to even put my stake in the ground to say that until you do that, I will come back after you have done that. And they mm-hmm. didn't do it, and I didn't come back.
Yeah.
So it's me being in integrity to say, if you don't take this on yourself, then there's really no point in our doing it, because I'm banging my head against the wall.
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. Jane podcast, folks. And I've got another really important point about this, and we'll come back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.